Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 431. We're up to a brand new franchise. We're starting the pitch. What would you call this? The Pitch Black series?
I'll call it the Riddick. The Riddick series.
The Riddick series. All right, we're going to start the Riddick series. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, we're going to start off with the first film in the entire lot. We're going to be doing the 2000 Pitch Black from the year 2000. Now, we're going to be doing the director's cut, unrated director's cut version of these films. We're going to do all three of them in that format. So, Nate, I have a funny story with this, but have you seen this in the theater?
No, I did not see this in the theater. You know, this is an interesting, because I know you're going to get to financials and stuff. Well, this is an interesting movie. I think it did okay at the theater, but I remember everyone and their mother had this on DVD. And that was the first time I saw it, was on DVD at home. This is my first rewatch. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. And this might be, of all the movies, what number you said this is? 431?
Yeah.
This might be the most 2000s movie that we've covered. Or one of, like... Top tier 2000 is what this felt like. I was here for it, but no, I didn't see this at the theater. I saw it a couple years later, and then this may be my third time seeing it. Not one I own it, and not one I rewatch a lot. But
All right. Well, you're gonna laugh.
All right.
I never seen none of these films.
Okay.
But this movie I remember very well. Once the movie started, I got hit with flashbacks.
Oh.
So back in the old days, New York, the New York Hotel has a convention center. I don't know which the actual name. I know it's like the New York, whatever. They used to do Fangoria.
Okay.
Horror convention. And my friends used to take me all the time. And I used to go there. And this movie, and I will always remember this, this movie I saw before it hit the theater. So it was like, because in the Fangoria, they'll give you a sneak trailers before they drop.
Okay.
And then I remember because Vin Diesel was there to talk to the crowd, and you had like a panel. It was like a panel in one of the rooms. Vin Diesel came out and he was like, oh, check out this new movie that I did, whatever. I remember watching the trailer and it was me, Pablo, which, you know, from the, one of my friends, me, Pablo, and another person. And we all looked at each other and were like, this shit is whack. Like, I remember going, this is horrible. And they were giving away free tickets and we gave ours away. We were like, this joint is garbagio. It was horrible. So I never seen it, but I do remember that because I remember Vin Diesel super young on the panel.
This was talking. This came out before Fast and Furious. So this was before this, he was in that little scene in Saving Private Ryan. It was like, you know, one scene. He was the voice of the robot in the Iron Giant. And then that was it. There was no Dominic Toretto yet. No Xander Cage. This was his star making role. So it's interesting that you saw him before he was even really famous.
And it's funny, because I could have got his autograph because you could
he had hair.
He had posters, so you could go up and in the panel. But I was like, I'm not me. I mean, now look at this. Years later, he becomes
looking back. You could have had a cool. I could have had
a cool poster with his autograph. Yeah. But anyway,
that's funny.
Now I remember. I was like, this is the one with the gold eye. I mean, the silver eyes.
Yeah.
He talked about it that they were big technology, but he talked about it. They were like contacts. So when the cameras hit it with the light, it gives it that sparkly.
They look cool. I mean, even for
2000, it does look cool. Yeah, talked about it, but
that's funny.
It
was, he's like, these are the greatest contacts of all time.
I'm like, that shit look like CGI.
That's how he did. This is maybe the coolest contacts you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, right, but anyway, with that said, let's see how much money this shit made.
Yeah.
Was I right back in 2000 when I saw it? Was this a piece of crap? Did people like it? Well, budget-wise, it was $23 million, which you could see.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, you could see it. But anyway, worldwide made $53 million. So technically, it was a bust.
It was
semi-success.
Yeah, it was considered a success. But I think it did crazy money on home video. So this was still back in the day where studios used to make a lot of money on DVDs. I distinctly remember there's always those movies that everyone had in rotation. Like everybody who bought DVDs had Pitch Black was like one of them. It's like, oh, you got Pitch Black? I want to see that movie. You know, Blade was another one. Those late 90s, early 2000s movies. And I think it did really well because obviously they made two more. And when we get to the next one, wait till you see how much the budget goes up compared to this one. So it was a hit for Universal, but I don't theatrically, you're right. I don't think it wasn't like a monster theater hit.
No. It's like, you know, it's funny. This movie, like watching it, it has that feel, those old 80s movies like Pumpkinhead. Like, it's not a commercially successful movie, but it has a cult following.
Correct.
And you're just, you know what I mean? Like, so I know a lot of people that don't like the movie, but then I know a lot of people that freaking think this movie is like amazing. Like, oh, this is a great film. So it is just funny what camp you land on in terms of this film. So Nate, what did the critics and audience think of this film?
Well, I think these scores are going to kind of reflect that. The critics, it's a 59%. So it's almost fresh. It's 1%. They need like three more critics to go back and do some retro reviews and it'll go up to 60%. But 59%, I did read some of them. You know, it was a good mix. I mean, some of them were like positive, but just didn't give it a super high score. A couple people thought it was a little derivative, but the audience score is a 77%. So that kind of speaks to what you're saying, where just as many people that are like, a lot of people really like this movie. So it's 59-77.
I'm really shocked. Because we did, because you know what? It's not about what I think of the movie.
Right.
What I mean is that we did a lot of movies that are worse that have like the greatest numbers. And we're like, why? And then the movies that are super good have the worst numbers. And then we're like, why? So like, there's never a medium. Like I notice when we do these things, we can never find a movie that is just a medium.
It's weird.
We both go.
Well, even like, look at like the last episode we did with the Angel Has Fallen. Like that thing had like a 96% audience score. Like what are they smoking? 96%? Yeah. And then this, that's a like more, you got to say it's more ambitious. It's more, you know, 77. It's like people like it. But 96 for Angel Has Fallen? No way.
I agree. And then when we see like the first two, which we were like, oh, these are really good. Yeah. Those that have the worst numbers in the franchise. 50, just like your Rocky. Like your Rocky 1 was like the worst one out of all of the other ones. So
The Oscar winner was what in the world? It was the highest critics and like the lower audience.
It's just I don't get these Rotten Tomato scores. I still don't understand how this works. But anyway,
They're fun to see, but sometimes they make no sense.
It don't. But let's get right into it. All right. Lead character is what the hell is his name?
I love this. Riddick? So he has a great name because his actual name is Richard. This is Richard B. Riddick. That's Riddick's his last name. But and then you have like a little ensemble, right? Yeah, Keith David is in there. Roda Mitchell is in there. Cole Hauser from, was he on Yellowstone Now, I think. He was also in Fast and Furious 2. We'll get to when we get to that franchise. Okay, a little bit ensemble, but Riddick ultimately ends up kind of being the main character. I like the group, but I do think as the group, they're a little like, everyone has like a very specific role, right? Like Keith David's that religious guy. Every time he talks, he's talking about Allah will protect us. He's like a Muslim guy, you know, whatever. Keith David is Keith David. We're not here to slander Keith David. He's fine in the role. I'm just saying it's like a one note kind of character. I do like the captain played by Roda Mitchell, who was just in the Fallen series as Mike Banning's wife. Here she is a little younger and she was cool. She ends up having to kind of become the captain after this spaceship crashes. And then you have Cole Hauser, who is he's not a cop. Well, I'm guessing he's like a bounty hunter because he's trying to get
mercenary.
And he's on drugs. He's good, but then he kind of ends up turning. So I will save him more for the villain category personally. And then you have the girl who's actually a boy, who's actually a girl, right? Jack. She goes by Jack. She's a girl. She likes Riddick. She shaves her head. She gets the glasses, all this stuff. They're all fine, honestly. They're standard. However, Riddick, I do think is a great character, especially in this movie. He's the only one who has an arc, really. He starts the movie. You're introduced to him as he's this murderer, which he never denies. He murdered some people. They don't really say why or anything, but you know he's like not a great guy, and he ultimately becomes this sort of reluctant hero, an anti-hero, if you will, right? He was about to leave them. He was at like towards the end, he's on that ship. He's like, I'm out of here. Y'all can stay with these things. She comes back, she's like, no. And then that was a sad part when she gets killed. I always forget that she gets killed like that. I'm like, no, the thing freaking comes and gets her. And then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna go back and get the other two and save them and all. So I do like it. He has a full, you know, you go from bad guy to reluctant to help you to I'm out of here to ultimately a hero. And I do think it's a nice journey. I think Vin Diesel's actually good in this movie. I don't care. I could see why he ended up getting a lot of these sort of big, you know, action movie roles based off of this. Riddick is cool. I'm going to give it a 4 though, not a 5 for me. I'm still going to give it a 4. But yeah, I like him the best. I think everyone else is sort of standard. So that's why I'm not going to go 5.
Yeah. So it's very interesting with this movie, right? Because you're right. This is an ensemble, but each one starts to get picked off. Mm-hmm. again, and it's a movie that is not really surround, it's not about those other characters. It's pretty much around Vin Diesel's character. Now, he was okay. Again, this movie doesn't do much for the character because most of the time he's tied up, he's walking around, but you don't get to see much of his skills throughout this movie at all. Maybe towards the end that he can see in the dark, but other than that, he doesn't do fighting at all. Like, I mean, not much, right? I bet the sequels will show more of him in terms of a character, but this one, as a starting point for me, I didn't get much besides a little story here and there when they give you that he was arrested and then he broke out. And then he gives a little story on how he got his eyes and he paid a dude to wax it or whatever. He buffed it or something, 20 million galleons or something. I think it was something like that.
He like paid him in cigarettes or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and then they buffed his eyes or something and it pretty much he did it on purpose. So that is all cool. I didn't get much of the character. I could see your 4. I gave him a 3 for this movie because I do believe, even because I own the Blu-ray, you own the 4Ks, but I do believe even when I looked in the back, you could see that, the production does get better, but the storyline does get intriguing when I was reading it.
They're very different, the movies.
Yeah. So with that, I feel like this character, like looking at it, is like a comic book character.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. So I could see by next story, they're going to give him more stuff and expand him a lot. So with this one, I thought he was good. I wasn't going crazy. I was like, oh, okay. I do like his abilities that he could see in the dark, but I wanted to see more. And this is a very 2000s movie. You could totally see it. Very 2000s. Yeah. Sci-fi.
Super.
Movie. Super sci-fi. Movie from the 2000s. So I gave it a 3. I thought he was good. All right, main villain.
Yeah, main villain. So you have, I'm going to put Cole Hauser in this because he ultimately becomes one. And then we have the creatures like that's on the planet. Those are pretty much, I'll start with him because he's a human. He turns, he's a bounty hunter guy. He's collecting Riddick. He's trying to take him. He ends up having to like work with him, even though he doesn't really want to. And then where he really turns villain is towards the end where he's willing to kill the girl. The young girl so that they could leave like a trail of blood so that the creatures don't, follow them. And that's kind of the double, in wrestling terms, it's like the double turn, right? This is like Bret Hart and Stone Cold where Riddick goes from maybe he's bad and this guy's maybe he's good to nope, Riddick's willing to save the girl and this guy's willing to sacrifice her. I thought he was okay. I thought he's the one I would give a 3. Like, I think he's okay. I'd give the villains a 3 anyway, even the aliens. So the aliens are interesting design. They have like a hard face. They're cool. The problem is the CGI. Okay, I don't want to hold that against it because you said it had a $23 million budget, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a lot. Even in the even for 2000, that's not a lot. Mm-mm. So I'm not going to fault it that hard, but I will say it is very noticeable. It is not good. A lot of it is not good. There's a few that looks okay. Some of the like when they first show up, it looks awesome. Honestly, when they're like flying out of the caves, I'm like, oh wow, okay. I don't remember these looking this good. That like that part looks good, and then everything else after that, it falls apart. Yeah, it looks very sci-fi channel. Not just sci-fi, sci-fi
this
channel.
This movie is a sci-fi channel movie.
I think there's a lot of good stuff, which I'll say for overall. But I think them things, sci-fi channel. but they don't do, you don't know anything about them other than they can smell blood and they could see in the dark. But even their, like when they show their night vision, it's just all silver. I don't know how they could see anything, but whatever. I'm not, it's not my job. I give them a 3. They're formidable and they kill most of the cast. So I'm not going to be like, 1. They kill everyone pretty much.
No. You're right. And I just think it's due to budget. That's why it was white. I don't think they could have done anything else.
These things got white vision. White vision.
They couldn't do nothing else. So they were like, we got to do the most simplest thing. And they made everything white. Because they could have did the Predator and did heat seeking.
Infrared? Yeah.
Infrared. But I think everyone would have been like, oh, that's Predator vision. So
right. They're like, we'll just make it all silver and they'll be like shapes.
Yeah, you said everything. I don't think I could add anything more. The bounty hunter dude, horrible actor, but I remember him for isn't he like an American ninja? Isn't he the American ninja guy?
I don't know.
I had to see who he is.
Cole Hauser? No.
No?
Are you talking about... What's that guy, that actor's name?
He looks like he was like in the,
like Michael some Dudikoff. Not him.
Action guy.
No, Cole Hauser. He was in he was on Yellowstone. He's in Too Fast, Too Furious as the villain. He's in he's been in some like military movies. He is like an action guy. Like he's a, you know, he's a pretty standard actor. He's never done anything too like spectacular.
He was in Olympus Has Fallen.
That's right. He was in Olympus Has Fallen.
He was a Secret Service guy, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you, that's how you remember him. He just was in that. But he was much younger in this. This is like, well, like 10 years before that movie, or 13 years before.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But anyway, but yeah, so I thought he was okay, the character. You're right, the whole switching was weird. It was just out the blue. He was like, hey, let's just kill this young girl.
Kill that girl.
Yeah, while they're all walking in the dark. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God. But yeah, it wasn't much. The whole reveal of him being a mercenary and a bounty hunter, I was just like, eh. I just felt like it was just thrown in there to throw in there. Because he was a cop. I thought he was a cop. He had
me too, the whole time.
Yeah, until Riddick was like, dude, he's a bounty hunter. So I was just like, okay.
And the girl's like, you're not a cop. He's like, I never said I was a cop. That's true. When you think about it, he never did, but you kind of assume because he's transporting a prisoner. So must be a cop.
So I was just like, oh, but anyway, in terms of that.
Drugs, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why he sticks in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nasty. I will say this, though. In terms of the creatures themselves, I agree. They were really good. CGI was just atrocious. Like, it was god-awful atrocious. And it took me out of the movie a lot because it reminded me of Starship Troopers, but worse.
Yes.
Right? Like, Starship Troopers knew what it was doing, but at least, you know, Paul Van Hagendogs, like, he did his stuff, right? Like, he knew what he was working with right. The budget. In this one, I just felt like they were just like, this is right here, stand right here. We're going to have CGI white. Don't worry about it. We're good to go. It's a scene like when Vin Diesel's right there and he's doing it with him, right? And then all of a sudden, the other one came out and it was just three white figures on screen. And I was like, what is this? So other than that, everything else was pretty. I liked the beginning when they went into the room and you see they all look like bats flying and all that. I thought that was pretty
that kid
decent.
Got absolutely destroyed.
Oh, destroyed. And those were the little ones.
Yeah, and it was like a young kid. This movie, at least it's rated R. They'd be eating them kids.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gave it a 3. I thought there's nothing more. I thought it was going to be a bigger version that they fight at the end, but it wasn't at all. It was just them trying to get off a planet, pretty much this movie. So I gave it a 3. Okay, action scenes.
All right, this movie it's a sci-fi action. So this is categorized, and I could see why. It's categorized as a sci-fi and action and horror. People consider it kind of all three. It's a monster movie. It's a space movie. And there's action scene. Like the opening of the movie, I think is very good. The actual crash scene, I like that. I thought it was good. And this is, again, everything I say here, take it with budget in mind. You know, they did not have $800 million. I think that scene's executed very well. Other than that, you get, like you did mention, there's not a ton of like fighting. Him and the bounty hunter guy fight twice. They're pretty short, you know, they're okay. And then most of the action involves these like creatures and them trying to like either escape or the creatures eating them or stuff like that. I do think it's fine. I don't think it's horrible. There's a good amount. Like there's some stretches where there's like more character and talking stuff. And then you'll have like a set. I do visually like the one, and it's not really a ton of action during it, but I like that part at the end when they're walking with the little lights around them that are colored, like the LED looking things.
Yeah. The neon lights.
And then him and the guy fighting that green, like with the green flare. Like, I think it looks cool. Also that scene, you know, you mentioned going to the convention and they had like a trailer. The scene that sticks out in my head, and this was in the trailer, and every time I watch this movie, I remember that was the trailer scene. It's when the dude is on his knees and he drinks the thing and he blows the fire on with the lighter. That was in the trailer because it's all, and he goes, and then you see all the creatures. That's probably when they look the best, honestly, because you don't see them for very long and they look kind of cool. Cool shot. Not a ton of action. But, well, you know, what's there is fine. I'll give it a 3. A soft 3.
Yeah. Action, I might be a little bit harder. I gave it a 2. Because for this type of movie, you wanted more.
Yeah.
But again, my problem with the film is when it comes to action, there was not much stuff there, right? Like, they had all the weapons, but they didn't take it with them. Like the axes and the ancient blow dart and what all this stupid stuff that guy had, right? But there was not much, which I thought they would do for this type of movie. And especially with the ability of Riddick, you know, but they didn't utilize it as much. And I think to me, that's where it fails at. For me, there are great scenes in the movie. Like you said, the one with the blowing the dart. But other than that, there's no other scenes that you could say, well, it's memorable like that one. There's right. none. Because the CGI is god awful. And then when they do yeah. kill the characters, it's so dark because they drag them into the dark. Yeah. Like, so like the guy in the beginning dragged him into a hole and he's screaming and shooting, but you're not seeing nothing. It's just all basic.
No, the editing is kind of done in a way where you can't see it for budgetary yeah. reasons, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so pretty much like they had to figure out a way around that they can't shoot the what do you say? You can't shoot the creatures attacking yeah. them. They had to like give you an illusion of them pretending like, oh my God, he grabbed my leg and he's yeah. shooting at nothing. So like for me, it hinders the movie a little bit because for a movie like this, I wanted to see Starship Trooper quality of action if you're going to go down that route.
Yeah.
So with that, I gave it a 2 for decent. All right, storyline.
All right. Okay. So I gave the story. I haven't done these in a while, but you know what? Sometimes you got to bust them out. I gave it 3.5. I gave it a 3.5. Mm. It really, to me, this feels like it truly falls between a 3 and a 4. So I just went with a 3.5 because I do think it's better than a 3. Like to me, 3 is like, fine, it's good. But this one's like almost really good. You know what I mean? Like it's close. The thing that holds it back for me is it is too similar to a lot of other movies. You know, it's a little Alien, not even Aliens. Alien, the first one, because it's like, it's just this small group. You know, it's not as military as that movie where, like you said, with like tons of action. It's them just trying to kind of survive. But I do think they kind of set up some good, like, I could see how this turned into a franchise. They set up some good lore. They set up some good, interesting stuff with Riddick's character. That, you know, like, who is, he's mysterious enough where it's like, who is this? Where can they go? There's more to tell there. And I kind of like some of that. Even like you said, those little stories where he's just talking, like, how do you get his eyes? Stuff like that is how you make movies like more interesting, you know, backstories that you don't see. You're not going to see it. He's just going to tell you about it. It could be true. It could be not true. You don't know. You know what I mean? So I like that. I think the script is solid. I just wish it was a little more original. It's not super original, but I liked it. I like the storyline of this movie. So I gave it a 3.5.
All right. So in terms of the story, it's funny because I'm not a big fan of the film.
Okay.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm not a big fan, but I thought the story was decent enough. I mean, again, you said it was like $20. Different sci-fi movies into this. But I can't hinder that because every movie that we see is going to bite off of some other movie anyway. They just twist it. So there's nothing new and fresh. And then when you do get a new and fresh movie, then you give it its kudos. But right now, it's not. But I was entertained for a bit. I just wish it was more Riddick doing more stuff with his abilities. And they hindered that. And again, it felt more of a comic book novel, like a novel, graphic novel-ish of a character that you could see later down the road is going to progress more. So I gave it a 3 because they were stuck in the planet. And I thought they did a good job from going from point A to point B. Him, you know, even him leaving them because he was about to leave them. It's not like he wasn't. He was turning on the jets and everything. He was about to go the girl didn't come up. Yeah, he was out. So other than that, I thought it was fun and entertaining. So I gave it a 3. Okay. Overall.
Yeah, this review pretty much went the way I thought it might because this is that kind of movie. You know, you hit it on the head early on where it's like, it really works for some, less for others. For overall, for me, I gave it a 3.5 as well. Another 3.5 because it just feels like a 7 out of 10 movie. So, you know, for me, for my tastes, I enjoy it. I do think it's solid. I like the simplicity of it. But again, I've seen all of these movies, so I'm probably approaching it from a little bit different than you because like I know what comes after this, which is like you'll see. It's totally, they're not even similar at all, really. But it's the same writer, same director. Like they did all three movies together. This guy, David Twohy. And I will say, I like a lot of what he did with his budget early in the movie with the visuals. I do think it looks unique. I like the, you know, the whole thing with the three suns and then like certain parts, it's very orange. Certain parts it's blue, which, you know, me and blue, I don't really like that. Yeah. But I get why, at least it makes sense here. Unlike Underworld, where it's just blue for no reason. It makes sense here because of the, you know, the way the planet is. So I think visually there's some cool stuff there. You know, and having a sci-fi movie that's like essentially a desert movie. Like if this was on Earth, you know, like people stranded in a desert. I thought that was pretty cool. I think overall it's a cool movie. I've always had a soft spot for it. Like I think it's entertaining. So I give it a 3.5. It's not like earth shattering. It's not my favorite, but it's solid.
So when it comes to the movie, it's weird. I can't see myself gravitating going back to watching this movie, but I could see the appeal of why people like it and enjoy the movie. So like with that, I gave it a 3. I thought it was good enough. It's a good sci-fi film where at times I felt to me it was a little boring here and there. I was just like, like it just had some spots here and then I was bored. But throughout, I thought, how do you say it? It's like At the end of everything, I thought it worked out very well. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to slap it a good instead of giving it a 2 because it'll be really wrong to. But I think a 3 fits perfect for this movie. So I gave it a 3 for overall.
Fair.
Total points.
Total for me is a 17 out of a 25, which I'm not going to lie, is a little lower than I thought. But you know what? When I now rewatch it, I thought I liked it more and I still like it, but it has flaws. So yeah. It's a flawed movie for sure.
Yeah, I gave this a 14 out of a 25, which I kind of figured it would for me it would be a 13 or a 14 around there. So like I said,
it hit right where you thought it might.
Yeah, I thought, but to be really honest with you, I don't think it's a 59 or a 77. I don't think it's those. Like, that is really high. I thought this would be more in the 40s and 30s. But I could see, again, like I said, it depends on where you fall on the scale. It could be a really piece of crap movie, or you think this is, you know, a great for a low budget movie.
I will say,
you might think it's good.
Just so that, because you haven't seen any of them, the next movie, well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but you'll see budget is very different for the next movie. Your boy is in the next movie. Actually, he's in the next two. Carl Urban is in Chronicles of Riddick and Riddick. And the funny thing is, you're going to notice this. I'm going to set you up a little bit. The next movie is like very more grand. And the third movie is more like this movie in the sense of scale. It's smaller scale. So it goes like this one's kind of very small scale. That second one is like a freaking like Star Wars. And then the third one is more like smaller scale. So it's interesting. And I know they're working on a fourth one too, currently, like same director and everything. So I'm interested. But yeah, Carl Urban, he's coming up. Tandy Newton, Judy Dench. The next one has like a crazy cast. Like Keith David comes back. So they had a lot of big actors.
He is alive. It's not like he died.
He lived. Remember, he saved him and the girl.
Is the girl back?
She's back. Yeah, that character is back as well.
All right, cool. Anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next the podcast?
Well, that will be one of the movies, but next episode, we're starting off with Chuck Norris Month. I decided to pair these sci-fi movies with Chuck Norris because you can't get more Earth than Chuck Norris, I guess. If we're in space with one, we gotta be stuck on Earth with the other. So we're gonna be doing a movie that I think neither of us have seen called Lone Wolf McQuade. We're gonna be reviewing that, and then the episode after that will be the next in the Riddick franchise, Chronicles of Riddick. So be here for those. You're not going to want to miss them. Let me tell you.
All right. So with that said, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit the like button on your favorite episodes. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast available on all podcast platforms. And again, you guys can follow us over on Instagram and TikTok under Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate. From Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.